Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
This podcast is a safe space for mums everywhere.
A safe space to share our secrets.
Because we all have secrets, don't we?
And as we know, sharing is caring.
You don't have to tell us who you are.
Yeah, you can keep that to yourself. You can be anonymous.
And those secrets can be serious or silly.
All secrets are welcome in the
Secret Mum Club.
So, tell me about your week.
I have had a good week.
Have you?
I say a good week. I've been up to London.
Oh.
I know. Been up your ends. We went for a night in, I had some work to do up there. So we went for a night in London, ended up being two nights. You never believe it. Threw Colby in at the swimming pool. He swam all on his own.
I saw a video on your Instagram. Oh my God, amazing.
Oh, it was so good. I'm so relieved he just did it on his own. Like the best decision Claire ever gave me.
Yeah.
Best advice, Claire, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was.
So we went to, we did some bits around London. We did some Madame Tussauds and went to see a museum and swam loads.
Nice.
So great success.
How are you feeling pregnancy-wise? Because that's like walking around London for the day is major when you're in your third trimester.
It's a lot on the vagina, isn't it? A
lot on the old...
Do you feel like it's a lot on your vagina?
Yeah, a lot on the crotch, a lot on the bladder.
How is your vagina doing?
My baby's been like head down engaged for quite a while. So I'm feeling like a lot of... pressure, like very, very low down.
Under pressure.
Yeah. Can't really walk more than like 5 minutes without needing the toilet. Like my bladder is compressed.
Do you know what happened to me today? I sat on the toilet to have a wee and it was like he literally was like a plug. He just went straight across and it just instantly cut off my wee stream. I just instantly stopped weeing.
No way.
Couldn't get any more wee out. And I was bursting for a wee, but he'd just gone in such an angle that I couldn't pee.
Wow. That is wild.
But I'm at the point now, we're like fully in there, you know? And I can't put my legs, when I lie on my side, I can't open my legs up. Can you open yours?
I wouldn't say that I wouldn't say that's a position I find myself in often. Yeah, I wouldn't say I've tried, but I think if I imagine it now, I think I probably could. Yeah. Why can't you open your legs? Because you're going to need to open your legs to get the baby out.
It's only when I'm mounting my cushion to the side, like when I've got my pregnancy cushion and I go on my side and I go to mount a leg and I'm like, whoa, head in the foo-foo.
Oh.
No.
And I can't. He's like that much in the way.
He's that much in there that I can't open my legs when I'm on my side because his head's there.
I feel like he is just going to like drop out any moment now.
We're just high-fiving on the daily, on the rec.
Oh my God. I saw my obstetrician today and she was like, how are you feeling? I was like, well, you know, a lot of pressure, very low down. Like some days I think like I'm I'm definitely like not going to make my due date. And she was like, yeah, people often come to me and they're like, I feel like this baby's literally going to drop out of me at any second. I was like, that's exactly how I feel. Like if I walk anyway, I feel like this is risky because this baby might just fall out.
Just plop.
Which is obviously not what happens, but that's what, isn't that what it feels like?
What, when you actually give birth to a baby out of your fufu?
No, when I'm just walking around now trying to go about my daily life, I'm like, I feel like this baby's just going to come out. Like, it feels so low down.
Emma, I already had a gaping vagina. So now to have a 6-pound baby in there now? Just hanging on for... I feel like he's like... at the side of my vagina, just trying to hold on. Like, no, I'm not ready.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So and you've got a couple more weeks left than me.
Who knows?
Do you know that it weighs 6 pounds? Because when I went for my most recent scan, they gave me an estimated weight of 6 pounds 8, which is like the size of a like baby when it's some babies when they're born.
What that's what they thought you were on that day?
Yeah, like now.
Well, I tried to weigh him on the scales.
How did you do that?
Try to just rest them on the scales.
Like kitchen scales or yeah. Like luggage scales or...
Just my Minnie Mouse kitchen scales. So, yeah, said he's like 10 and a half pounds already. I said it's all water. It's just a bit of water weight. Don't mind us, Chrissy. We're just...
We're just recording a podcast here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about us.
We're fully recording the podcast and you've just walked.
Oh, sorry.
This is...
So
like,
sorry about him. This is my lodger.
This we should explain to people. This is the first like proper episode that we've tried to do from home. And let me tell you, it has been riddled with technical difficulties.
Welcome to the Secret Monkers.
Chris didn't get the memo.
He doesn't even go here. Get out, Chris.
You don't even go here. You can't sit with us. So yeah, I am. Well, they measured like his leg, tummy, head.
Yeah.
And said today, because I had a scan today, and they said he's like 5 pounds 3 ounces.
Aww.
But the other day, yeah, he was a whopping 10.5 pounds according to my scales in the kitchen.
Oh, so just double what they said. So pretty accurate.
It's somewhere in between there, isn't there? He's going to be somewhere in between.
I'm really worried about mine because if it's 6 pounds 8 now and I've got a good few weeks left, then I think it's going to make it to like 10 pounds, 9-10 pounds at least.
Hold on, but you haven't got a good few weeks left, Emma.
Well, I've got, like, at time of record, I have about 3.5 weeks left.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's gonna gain some timber in that time.
Half a pound a week.
Is that what it is? Because I just don't see how I can get any bigger.
I do feel you, if I'm honest with you. So many people ask me how I've got so much energy, and I said it's basically a combination of Gaviscon Rennie mixed with some iron tablets and a bit of lactulose.
Oh,
that's it. I'm on a whole cocktail of drugs.
That's the magic formula.
It not only do you take something that makes you severely constipated, you then take something that gives you diarrhea.
Oh,
so combined together, I'm not shitting great. Let's just say that. It's just not working out for me.
The iron tablets really mess you up, don't they? Because I'm on iron as well. And they really, they play havoc with your bowel movements.
Have you got black poo?
Yeah, why does iron make your poo so dark?
Mine's black. It looks like tar.
What is that?
We're healthy.
I mean, I guess it means the iron is like filtering through. So it's working, which is good. But... Can a doctor tell us why iron makes your poo so black? Could probably just Google it, to be fair.
We could probably Google it, but it's more fun when you guys message in and let us know.
Yeah.
We love that. Yeah. It feels more scientific.
Well, it's more fun to speculate. My friend told me it was about blood in your poo, but I think she's lying.
Is there blood in your poo? What, like a black pudding? What? Oh, God, Chris ate that at IKEA this morning. Made me so sick I couldn't watch him. Now I just think, oh, there's my poo. Regenerated. Oh, no, I can't. But other than that, life's great at the moment. How has your week been? Because you've had round two party.
Round two party. And I've also, don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I've also had a really bad cold.
I know.
Get out your tiny violins. But it's not fun when you're pregnant and also looking after another baby. I just have had no time. And then, we had Joseph's. We had a joint birthday, because his birthday was a couple of weeks ago, but we had a joint birthday party with one of his little friends whose birthday was also last week. And we went to a soft play with 18 kids and about 40 adults. So that was an intense day. I just feel like I haven't been
able... It looked fun, though.
It was good. It was really fun. The kids loved it. We had an amazing dinosaur cake. It was great. Joseph was actually a little bit, you know how he is. He was a little bit overwhelmed.
Bless him.
By the time a lot of people got there. He was fine at the beginning when it was quiet. And then when everyone was there and he was the centre of attention, he did not like it. And it was like Balloon Museum Mark II, because he made me carry him around the whole party for the second hour. So I was absolutely shattered. I was sweating my tits off. I'm in all the videos for Happy Birthday, because he would not sit on his own and have Happy Birthday sung at him. He was freaking out. So... that wasn't a restful day. I just feel like I haven't been able to...
All in all, it was a great party.
A great party for everyone else. I think everyone else had a great time.
For everyone bar Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph and me, who was knackered. I just feel like I haven't been able to, like, rest up and properly just, like, fight this cold off, get my voice back. I've been at work on the radio, obviously, where, you know, you have to talk and use your voice. So it's just... it's not been a great week, to be fair.
It's been a whole lot of everything for you.
Oh, it really has. Oh, and one of the great symptoms of this cold is that I've gone deaf in one ear, which, let me tell you, is so disorientating. Like, it's making me feel so dizzy and, like, almost like I'm drunk. Do you know what I mean? It's, like, really...
on a boat.
Yeah, it's really making me feel, like... just nauseous and, like, off balance. It's just the weirdest. I've never had this with a cold before. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, no, I have had it before, but I don't think I've had it pregnant.
Mm. It's just, I don't want to, you know what it's like. I don't want people to say I'm moaning, but...
You're not allowed to moan.
Just being ill when you're pregnant and you're looking after a toddler is just not... It's just not the one. I know. Sorry, that's it. Now I've got it out there. That's it. I'm leaving it there.
It's so much controversy. Controversy where I've talked about it on my Instagram is people get so mad at me because they're like,
I know.
Oh, you should be so grateful for this wonderful. I am. And I'm not moaning. I'm just literally using it as an outlay that I am struggling and it's okay to struggle. It is.
But if you came on and you were like relentlessly positive all the time, you'd be lying.
Yeah. Well, I was positive today. I had my positive pants on and I was just living my life. But that's not every day.
I did see you dancing in your kitchen this morning.
I was shaking that tushy. I was having the time of my life. I was ready for it. But I just, it's really hard. I find at the moment, I feel like there's nothing that I can say that is the right thing to say.
Mm.
Like everything I say, someone's like, oh God, all you do is moan. You should be grateful. You should be enjoying this. You only get one. And I'm just like, oh, you know,
yes.
Sorry.
Sometimes I just need a moan. But otherwise, you know, otherwise we're fine.
We're doing great. We're doing great.
Yeah.
We're growing tiny humans.
Yeah, exactly. Cut us some bloody slack. We've been growing humans for 9 months nearly.
And do you know what the maddest thing is? Is there's a full-blown human inside of me and a full-blown human inside of you.
I know. Did you actually see the video I put up? I actually managed to capture some movements on camera and I put a video on my Instagram stories the other day and it was like the most... like extreme movement I've ever seen. I felt like that baby's foot was going to bust out of my skin.
Busting out of the seams. Baby, keep a little tool for me. Wasn't it?
I know.
That's me on the regular though. That is honestly how he has been the whole of my pregnancy.
Yeah.
Is he's just full on been like...
clawing his way out.
Rolling around.
He just can't wait to meet you. That's what it is.
I don't think he wants to come out, though. I think he's very cosy in there.
Well, yeah, that's what you hope, until your full term, and then get out of here.
Get the fuck out. What is full term, 36 or 37?
I thought it was after 30. Obviously, you're pregnant for 40 weeks, but I thought full term was 37. Could be wrong.
No, I don't know. Again, if you're a midwife, please do let us know.
Let us know. One exciting development for me pregnancy-wise this week is that I can start collecting the old colostrum, which we spoke about before. Squeeze those nips, because I'm 36 weeks now. So get squeezing.
I've been watching videos of how to massage
your
breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After you get out the bath or shower, give them a little...
Yeah, you're massaging your breasts. I'm just shaving mine.
Yeah. Have you thought any more about... Are you going to do the old liquid gold or no?
I have bought a pump. I did buy a pump because it was on offer at Tesco. So I thought, why not? Let's just buy one just in case. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
And I have thought about it. I'm considering it, but I feel like it's the last one. And I feel like in my heart, I want to try because it's the last.
Yeah.
But I just can't get over my udders. I can't get over feeling like Daisy the cow, like meow, you know? Like, I love it for everybody, but just for me personally, just because I'm such a big unit, I'm just worried that I'm going to feel like a massive, huge cow with this tiny, beautiful...
Give your nips a squeeze and see what happens.
My nips are huge. I've got the stuff coming out.
Oh, perfect.
I have to wear a little pad in them. But the midwife did say not to stimulate them too much because it's a bit early.
Well, this is what I'm a bit nervous about, because even though I'm 36 weeks, so I can technically start doing it, I think they say it can bring on an early labour, which is not what we want.
It's up to you, isn't it? You can get the little syringes as well off Amazon. I was looking the other day. Is that where you told me to get them?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing. But I just don't want to get too squeezy happy before the old Centre Parks trip, because I'd like to make it back from Longleat before this baby makes an appearance, you know?
You could be having him at my local hospital.
Yeah. Well, I thought the plan was at your house, no?
Yeah, we can do it either. Yeah. I'll take it anyway.
Yeah, get the pool up. Get the birthing pool up.
Woo! Emma and I really want to hear from you.
Yeah, we want you to join us in the Secret Mum Club. You're all welcome.
You can share your secrets with us, respond to what we've been talking about, or just say hello.
And there's a very special day coming up, so we want you to send in your Mother's Day messages.
It can be a message of encouragement to a friend with children,
or a few words of appreciation for mums everywhere.
You can even wish your mum a happy Mother's Day right here.
Send them in on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Secret Mum Pod, or you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com. We've got a correspondence corner here.
Correspondence corner!
This one is from Sherelle. What a lovely name.
Stunning name.
Who joined us on our first Instagram Live. She says, "Hi, ladies. I listened to the pod whilst in labour. It made me laugh so much and helped with the pain. My little one is 4 weeks old now. Lots of love." Oh.
Isn't that just the most adorable thing in the whole entire world?
I can't believe we're the soundtrack to somebody's labour.
I think I'd piss myself off if I listened to my own podcast in labour. I'd be like, oh, shut up. Oh, and it helped with the pain.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought we'd have like particularly soothing qualities, but...
Speak for yourself.
Good for you, Sherelle.
Speak for yourself.
Maybe with this voice, I'm pretty sexy.
Hello.
I sound like I've been smoking 60 a day. All right, we've got another email here. It says, "Hi, ladies." Oh, it's Gabby, the Centre Parks lady again. "I never delivered any babies at Centre Parks myself, but I would say all the staff at Centre Parks are amazing. And if you were to go into labour while you were there, you would be in good hands. The lady who went into labour while on her holiday actually wrote a little blog about it. Love the podcast and thank you for reading out my message. All my love, Gabby." And we've got the blog post here.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh. I'm fascinated.
Let's
do it.
This
could bloody be me in a couple of weeks' time. All right. This is a short
also
version.
She was 37 weeks. She
yeah.
was 37 weeks pregnant.
I'm gonna be, you know. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
All right, she says, here's a shortened version. Mark and I wanted to do something relaxing with the girls before the baby came, so we booked a holiday at Centre Parks. Although I was 37 weeks pregnant, I felt fine. And besides, the resort was just a 2-hour drive from home. This is sounding very familiar. I packed my hospital bag, but I didn't think I'd need it. Looking back, I was naive. At 10 p.m. on the first night, oh no, as I lay down, I felt a huge gush. In the loo, my mucus plug came away and I realised that labour had started. We alerted the complex's reception too, who sent a security guard to our villa. Luckily, he was an ex-paramedic. He called an ambulance and the paramedics took me to a local midwife-led birthing centre, which was like having my own private hospital. And after 8 hours of labour, my baby boy Henry was born.
Oh,
oh my God.
This is the most beautiful birthing story I've ever listened to in my life.
Oh, that should be reassuring for me, but it's actually making me more nervous.
How did you just stumble across an ex-paramedic as well? What the fudge?
I know. Who knew Centre Parks was so full of, like,
equipped
professionals? I'm so well equipped. Wow.
Oh, that is phenomenal. I absolutely love that. What an incredible story, and what an incredible thing to share for the rest of your life.
I know. That's a great story for Henry to tell when he grows up as well.
What a dude Henry is. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that. That was lush. I hope that Emma goes into labour, in all honesty. So
no, I love that, but I am just hoping that that's not me.
Secretly hoping it is.
Keep your fingers crossed and I'll keep my legs crossed.
I'm secretly hoping it will be Emma. Here to tell the tale. So you can get in touch with us on anything at all.
Yeah, it can be serious or silly and you can be totally anonymous.
Because between us, we've probably heard it all before. And remember,
we're all in this together and we know that we are. We're all stars and we see that.
Each week, we'll be sharing our secrets and yours in the Secret Mum Club. So here's my secret of the week. I'm about to blow your big colostrum boobies off. I have lost my plug twice. And I'm not just talking about my...
What?
I'm not talking about my phone charger plug. No, no, no. I'm talking about that plug in my vagina.
You're not talking about your bath plug. You're talking about your mucus plug.
My mucus plug, yeah. Twice.
Hang on, hang on. Back the fuck up. What? I thought that meant you were, like, in labour. What the hell?
It regenerates.
What? Like Doctor Who?
Like it just...
Like a starfish's arm?
Yeah, just rebuilds back up.
You're joking. I had no idea.
Neither did I. Also, never lost it with the other two. Never ever seen what it was like. I literally thought of a jellyfish had fallen out. I was like,
oh my God.
I found it. It's not minging. I was just like, wow, I found a jellyfish. Chris was like, where? I was like, in my fufu, obviously.
Hang on. I need some more information. What happened? Where were you? How did you realise what it was? What was it like? Was it just like a jellyfish in your pants?
I basically sat on the toilet and I just felt this like a... like a suction out, and I was like, oh, that's weird. So wiped and it was on the tissue, and it was just, it's literally like God. Just a clear size of maybe a 10p piece, mucusy, jellyfish like with some blood in it. So I took a picture of it and showed the midwife.
What? And so hang on, so that's happened
twice
and they've just told you, like, oh, that doesn't mean you're going into labour. You can just carry on as normal.
Well, I did go and have my cervix checked because obviously we've had a lot of we've had a lot of things with my cervix through the pregnancy. So I did go and get myself checked at the day unit to make sure that my cervix was closed and to make sure I wasn't leaking any fluids or anything like that. And all was perfectly fine. They were really happy. And they said, it can go, but it doesn't mean labour's going to start.
Whoa, I've never heard of that before.
It can regenerate.
Okay, and then it happened again. So what was the second time?
Basically just the same, but it was more like a, like it was more browny. So it was clear, but it had some brown in it and blood in it. But it was like an old period blood.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they call... I had a little bit of that before I went into labour with Joseph, and I think they call it... Is it the bloody show?
I think it's called the bloody show. But again, that is another sign that...
A bloody show.
It's a bloody show, guys!
It's a bloody right old show.
We're having a right old show here tonight, guys. But yeah, I've heard that they call it the bloody show. But I... Yeah, nothing. We've not had anything. Not had... Like no waters have gone or anything like that. I've had contractions, but I've had contractions really sporadically along with my Braxton Hicks.
So basically, are you just in like the world's longest labour?
Well, I hope not, because I don't want to like just give birth on the toilet.
But how do you like know when it's coming now? Do you know what I mean? Like it could be any time now. Or like if that happens again, you might not think you're in labour because you'll be like, oh, my plug's just gone for a third time. But then that might be the time that you're actually in labour. Like, how are you supposed to know what's even happening now?
I don't know. I think you've just got to... This is the scary thing about, like, being pregnant, isn't it? And I feel like this bit is the bit that's not really ever spoken about. It's the bit, like, you're just waiting for the day.
Well, and, like, what's happened to you? I've literally never heard about happening to anyone else. So that would make me, like... Has it made you so nervous about when it's coming?
No, I don't think so. Because I'm not... Because I think, had it been my first baby, I think, yes, I think I would be panicking. But I think because I've had two babies, so I know what contractions feel like and I know kind of what to expect, it, kind of we're not there. So I kind of just a bit like, oh, well, he's happy in there. He's moving. He's safe. I'm being monitored at the hospital. My waters haven't gone. Like I can feel him moving. Like there's not much else really we can do other than just keep waiting. But I feel like this bit isn't the bit that's not spoken about, is it? It's just the waiting game. Like you don't know, one, when it's your first baby, what to expect, what it feels like, or what should be coming or what should be happening. It's kind of like no one knows.
Yeah, it's so weird. And it's like when you're having a natural labour like I did last time, you're obviously just like waiting and it could come at any moment in time. But like, because obviously I'm having a cesarean this time, the experience is so different. I feel like I'm kind of, because I want to make it to that C-section date with the baby as full term as possible, I feel like it's a lot more pressured this time, because it's like, if I went into labour before, it was just like, I'm in labour and I'm having a natural labour and that's fine. And you just go into hospital and you carry on. Whereas now I feel like it's like a lot more pressured, because I'm like trying to make that date that I've got set for the cesarean. And like, if I don't make that date, like what happens? Do I go into hospital and I have to give birth vaginally? Like I'm like more... nervous about it this time in a way, because there's like a deadline on it that I need to get to.
I think though what my midwife said is if you are elective, you can, if you go into labor, you can still go in and say I still want to have my cesarean.
Yeah, and that should be fine, because obviously like you're normally in labor for quite a while before you have a baby, so there should be time to go to surgery and still have everything go to plan and all that stuff. But I'm just like, I'm almost wishing away the last weeks of my pregnancy now, because I'm like, oh, I just really want to get there. You know, I don't want anything to like happen that's going to kind of throw the plan off. It's just a weird, yeah, it's just a weird feeling, kind of not knowing what's going to happen.
No, but it's, I also do find that it's quite fun.
I mean, obviously it's so exciting. Yeah. I cannot wait.
But it's just, it's like a,
but also I'm like...
We're waiting for Christmas, but we don't actually know when it's coming.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. That is wild, though. I can't believe that.
That's mad, isn't it?
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. And it wasn't... That's nutso.
That wasn't Dots or Cobs this week. Just me.
That, I think that's the new baby's first secret.
I feel like I'm having a lot of time on my own at the moment, you know? I'm feeling very with myself, you know? Do you feel like that?
Yeah, at one with yourself.
I wouldn't say I'm at one, like at peace with myself. I'm just really pissing myself off, you know, because it's just a lot of me, you know. I'm not really going anywhere. I'm not really doing anything. I'm trying to rest up because that's what the midwife is said to do. I'm trying to stay busy in the house, but not do too much. And I just, it's a whole lot of me, you know?
Yeah, that's nice though. That's nice to have that for the last few weeks, because let me tell you, I don't know what time to myself feels like.
I don't know. I think I'm just irritating. Like, I feel like I've got a secret about myself, because that's a whole lot of me tab. Me in the toilet.
Yeah, but it's like, that's what's happening to you. Like every day for us now, there's no escaping these pregnancy symptoms. It is
wild.
All up in your face. All up in your grill. There's no getting away from it. It's like...
it's all up in your vagina.
It's all up in your crotch. It's all up in your bladder. It's all up in your pelvis. There's no getting away from it.
Titties. But there we go. So that was my secret. And next, we'll be hearing some of yours on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Secret Mum Club, the safe space for you to share your secrets. We've got 3 secrets from you we're going to be discussing this week. So Emma, hit us with number 1.
All right, this says, hello, Soph and Emma. I travel a lot for work and have only recently discovered your pod. I am in my auntie era and hopefully will get to be a mum one day. So I've been using your pod as a way to brace myself for the future. I had an experience when I was looking after my nephew. He was only a little thing, but he kept grabbing his willy and crying. I spoke to my sister-in-law about this when I dropped him home, and she responded with, oh yeah, he's discovered his foreskin, and then swiftly moved on with the conversation. Is that a thing? It's not the sort of thing I would know how to Google. Yeah, I probably wouldn't. So here I am asking the Secret Mum Club. Thanks in advance, Miriam.
Beautiful name, Miriam. I love the name, Miriam. Yeah. Don't Google foreskin, you will be arrested.
Yeah, especially not.
Can you Google foreskin?
Especially not like child foreskin. Don't even go there. I don't think we've reached, I don't know if you remember with Colby, Soph, but I don't think we've reached that stage of discovery for Joseph yet. Not specifically foreskin, but he has discovered that he's got a willy. And the only time he really mentions it is when I drain all the water out the bath and he likes to keep sitting in there. And then sometimes when all the water's gone, he just kind of points and laughs at his willy. it's almost like he's like, oh, I've got a willy. The other day I drained all the water out of the bath and he goes, oh, hello, little willy.
It's just so funny, the willy, isn't it? Like, what? Where did you come from? It just must feel so funny in the bath. Like, it just must be so cold and just hanging there.
Yeah. I know a lot of like baby boys as well, when they get to an age where during nappy changes, all they want to do is grab their willy. And that's happened to a few mum friends of mine. And they're just like, nappy changes are a nightmare now because it's just willies everywhere.
I'm going to be brutally, brutally honest and throw an absolute curveball in there. Colby has never, ever, ever, ever been fascinated with his willy. Ever.
Really?
We never had an issue of grabbing the willy, playing with the willy, touching the willy. It's just, he just never done anything. Never. The only time he did was when the blood rushes to them, which is a good thing at this age, but it's something, again, no one ever talks about, is that your little boys' willies have all the blood rush to them, which is just proof that they work, and no one tells you what to do, and then they just run at you with this willy, and you're like, just chucking cold water at it, like, oh God, chucking a wet flannel, like, oh fuck, I don't know what I'm meant to do, but no, that's the only thing we've had. But no, never ever been interested in his.
Wow,
Willie. I think
we've spoken briefly about the baby boners before, and they are very unsettling.
It's hard. You don't want to come across like you're being crude, but it is, again, something that I never knew it before having a little boy, and I was just like, fuck, what am I meant to do? Like, I don't know what I'm meant to... You feel, in a way, you feel so bad, don't you?
Yeah. It's just like, obviously it's perfectly innocent in a baby or a child, but it's obviously just like the connotations of it are so...
Wrong.
Like, just like, you're like, oh shit, my baby's got an erection. What am I supposed to do?
Yes. And you feel just, you honestly, it's the most horrific thing, because you just feel so... awful in yourself, because you just are so out of your depth. But I think with anything, as long as you don't pay any attention to it or make a big deal about it, they kind of just forget, don't they?
Yeah, and luckily it doesn't happen very often, so those awkward moments are few and far between. But yeah, little boys and their willies.
Enjoy auntie life, because it is the best. Truly, I love being an auntie, and I feel so lucky that I got to have mine for so long before I had my own children. So, yeah. Okay, so that leads us on to number two.
All right, this one says, hello, lovely Soph and Emma. My almost 18-month-old has chipped his front tooth. Oh no, he's only 18 months. I'm absolutely devastated and heartbroken. I'm not sure why I'm so upset, but it's also day one of the period, and that is certainly not helping. I just feel like his perfect wee tooth now has one chipped, broken one. I feel like I've cried so much over something so silly. What do I do? Will a dentist even fix it? Lots of love, Clarice.
Oh,
that's not silly at all. That is actually quite devastating. They're perfect little teeth.
It's actually, that's super, super sad. I feel so sad for you, because I know how heartbroken I would be. I don't think the dentist will do anything, because it's just their milk teeth. Well, I don't say that. That was really wrong of me to say just their milk teeth. His baby teeth. I think they'll just say to wait until his big ones come through. But there's no harm in asking. There's no harm in going and just checking. You might want to just check, like, all the root and everything's all okay, and that it didn't damage anything any higher. But it might give you some peace of mind if you go to the dentist.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The only saving grace is that it is only their milk teeth. So it'll fall out and they'll get a nice new one. But yeah, that must be so easily done as well, because they're just like chucking themselves around and getting injured, and yeah, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often, actually.
And they're so soft, aren't they, then, milk teeth, where they're not their permanent teeth. It's like a different type of tooth, if that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it, because obviously Colby's, and now Dots has started losing her teeth, but the teeth are like different. So it's, yeah, so hard.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was going to say, Joseph's definitely don't feel softer than normal teeth when he bites my fingers, which he's taken to doing now. He likes to watch me say, ow. So he bites me.
I think they're still hard, but I feel like the teeth grade between like their milky teeth and their big teeth now, like they were almost transparent, Colby's, like a little bit of a, like not a solid white tooth. They're like a little bit off.
Oh, whereas his, yeah, maybe they're not as like durable, because obviously they don't have to last for as long, do they? They only have them for a little while.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Like his big ones now are such a solid colour, like a solid thick colour. But yeah, I'm so sorry, Clarice, but do cry, because I would cry. I might even cry later in bed about it.
I would cry too. Also, when are you even supposed to take your baby to the dentist? Because it occurred to me the other day that I've never taken Joseph, and he's had teeth for ages.
Dotsie only just had her first dentist because she's lost two teeth. So we took her just to get it all checked. And she's five.
Oh, okay, right, fine. Yeah, I've got loads of time.
I don't know. I could be completely wrong. Again, a dentist might tell you, might say otherwise. So I would say, let us know if there is an allotted time. But I just have never. I just thought until they get their big ones, we don't need to worry.
I also just feel like they're not going to sit there and, like, you know, be compliant and open their mouth and let someone have a fiddle around inside there, are they, when they're like two?
No, maybe not. To be fair, Dottie didn't want to do it at five, so.
Yeah, I can imagine she didn't.
She's like this. Nope. Oh, great. Right, let's have the last secret.
Okay, it says, hi ladies, I've got an embarrassing tale that my mum told me about my brother. He was the only child and grandchild on both sides of the family for 3 years, and then all of a sudden he had two new babies to compete with for attention. My mum and her sister had me and my cousin at around the same time. My brother was not at all happy to share the spotlight, so my mum thought getting him a doll might help. He loved his doll and enjoyed bringing it everywhere they went, because my mum's doll went everywhere too. That was her. One day they went shopping at the mall and they had to stop to feed the babies. Mid-feeding, my mum turned to see what my brother was doing, only to see that in the middle of the mall, he had also lifted his shirt up and started nursing his baby as well. I love listening to you guys, Mel in Canada.
Isn't that just the most adorable thing?
That is the cutest thing, and also just makes me think of Joseph, because I'm thinking of getting him a doll so that he can, like, mimic feeding when I have to feed the new baby. And if he did that, I would just
die. Your heart would melt.
I would just, my heart would actually just explode.
It's just too much.
That is so.
That is so. And as well, it's a boy, a little dude doing it as well. I love that. These are really lovely secrets this week. That is such a sweet one, isn't it? What?
I know. Mel, you said that was embarrassing, but I actually think that makes your brother adorable. Sound really cool. Yeah.
What a dude. I just think how lush, though, that your mum just embraced that and was just like, yeah, she's got to do his feed as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. They copy you. I put up an Instagram post this week about whether people had any tips for kind of introducing a second child after having a first child, because obviously Joseph's about to get a sibling and he's not going to know what's hit him. And people's comments were so lovely, and people came through with some really good advice on my Instagram comments. But that was one of the ones that I definitely think we're going to do, is that when I have to feed the new baby, because I think that's something that Joseph might really struggle with, especially because I'm planning on breastfeeding. He's quite possessive and clingy, and I think he might find it hard to see me breastfeeding another baby. So somebody said, get him a dolly and all the feeding stuff and a bottle and whatever, and he can just pretend to feed his baby when you feed your baby, which I thought was really nice. So I definitely think that's something that we're going
to
do.
Well, that is really nice. And I said to you, the dolly worked great for us with Colby, but we got the dolly from really early on. I think we had the dolly from, I want to say about 12 weeks, but we used to put, like, the dolly in the bed, and Colby used to put dolly to bed, and then we used to do, like, bedtimes, and they matched bedtimes and things like that. And we used to have a little bit of quiet time or when the bed was out. So I found it really good, the whole working around the dolly, and Colby loved it. And the moment she was here, instantly, literally just loved her. Well, he did call her Dolly for a while. Aww. When she was here, and I was like, no, it's Dotty. But he took to it really great, and he was the same age as Joseph is, having his sibling.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So Joseph now is the same age as Colby was when Dotty came.
Yeah.
To what he will be when your baby comes. So
yeah, I'm definitely really nice. Yeah, I'm gonna, apparently he plays with the dolls a lot in nursery, so I'm definitely gonna give it a go, see how we get on.
Are you gonna take him to the shop to pick it?
I should do that, shouldn't I?
And he can pick, like, a bit, like, if you went to,
yeah, that's a good
Smith's
idea,
toy store, he can pick, like, the baby grow as well as the baby, and there's girl dollies or boy dollies.
Yeah, that would be cute. I've been really torn on, like, how much to push it, because I don't want to ram it down his throat, and, like, I want to make the most of it just being, like, the last few weeks just him, and, like, make him feel special and not be going on about the baby all the time. But then also I'm like, we do actually really need to prepare you for
the baby.
This life-changing event that's about to happen as well. So, yeah, I've been torn about, like, how hard to, like, push the message, if you know what I mean. But I think probably 3.5 weeks out, now is probably a good time to start doing
I
it.
I think with anything that we've learned in the time of me doing this podcast, well, us doing this podcast, is that my children respond well to just letting it be what it will be, you know? And that's the same with you. You're kind of the you'd rather just let Joseph just figure it out, which I think is a really lovely way to do it. And I think we sometimes we forget how resilient children are. And I think Joseph's going to really shock you because of how loving your home is. Your home is really loving. You're a great mum. And I just think it's just going to be a wonderful experience for you. And I just think you'll truly be shocked, I think, by the experience. Because even if it is hard or if it's easy, you get to see your babies together. And I think that just outweighs it. And I just think you just got to wrap yourself up and take every day as it comes and just enjoy them as two people.
Yeah, I am so excited. I'm so excited for that. I think, they're more adaptable than you think, aren't they? Either that or he's going to be like, what the fuck have you done?
Fuck. What the fuck? E-I-E-I-O!
Why is this baby not a cow?
Why is it not mooing? Oi, dickhead. Thank you for sharing your secrets this week. Everyone is welcome in the Secret Mum Club.
Yeah, and if you want to share your secrets with us, you can. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com or we're Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Have you Googled foreskins?
Or have your little ones copied you breastfeeding?
Do let us know. There really is nothing too outrageous.
And keep an eye out for our Thursday episode.
And we'll see you next time on the Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.